Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter. And joining us today is Abraham Drost, president of Sand Spring Resources. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and their ticker symbol is SSP. And the company has just recently announced it is open for trading on the TSX Venture. And thanks for joining us today, Abraham.
Thanks, Juan.
Great. Now, getting right into it, give us an update on the surface of the Placer Gold Mining project.
Yeah, the that's right. Sand Spring had come back to trade here as a brand new public company, but it has a long history of operations privately in Guyana. It's been placer mining in Guyana for about 5 years and is producing significant gold there, in the order of about 5,000 tons or ounces per year. Now that's interesting, certainly technically, but it's not really the future of the project. The future concerns the discovery of a very significant bedrock resource underneath the placer operations, in to the tune of 3.3 million ounces gold equivalent in all categories.
Great. So in terms of the Guyana property, now you recently have 100% interest now.
We do. We were able to consolidate all the private partners and to buy them out for shares. They do have a significant block in the company Sand Spring. It is also locked up, and so the float currently trading with Sand Spring is about 30 million shares, and then a significant owner's block of 38 million shares locked up for 6 months.
Great. And now you also have more diamond drilling underway, correct?
That's correct. Because of the discovery of the primary bedrock resource, we're currently considering a transition from a medium-scale mining permit under which we do all the surface gold mining, the placer operation and the saprolite operation, transitioning to a large-scale mining permit, which would allow the company to ramp up to a full-scale bedrock production.
Well, good. So, yeah, with this in mind, you know, talk about some of the different market trends. I guess you're covering gold, copper, diamond. So, how well positioned is the company to talk about some of the trends, and how well is the company positioned to take advantage of them?
Well, I don't think any of your listeners will be surprised about the gold markets and sort of the buoyant sort of demand in the market with respect to portfolios seeking some safe haven. In the light of uncertainties in the currency market, the timing for Sand Spring, of course, is I don't think it could be better if we planned it in terms of bringing a new gold deposit to market and with the potential to expand on it and develop it for production.
Certainly. And so what would you say makes the company unique from some of the other players in your sector? Is it your diverse portfolio?
Well, I tell you, as of the start of trading on Monday, this past week, November the 30th, they could have bought those ounces in the ground for $9. Price has gone up a bit since then, but you're still looking at $20 ounces in the ground. I mean, gold is currently $1,200 U.S.
Yeah.
And in terms of our peers, the average valuation, market capitalization per ounce and resource is somewhere in around the $55 range. So we think Sand Spring has some upside equity in terms of equity valuation.
Definitely. And now, Abraham, we interviewed you as part of Sabina Silver. And so can you walk us through your background and experience, as well as that of the key management team, for our listeners that are new to the company?
Sure. I mean, I joined Sabina several years ago, 2004. It was a company with a $25 million market cap and a tiger by the tail up in Canada's Arctic regions, a big silver zinc deposit, and we explored and developed that deposit into a $250 million company within the space of about two years. So we had a very made it a very significant sort of expansion to the deposit up there. This particular project with the Toroparu asset in the Republic of Guyana in South America. That is a country that's open for business, a country that whose highest contributor to their current GDP is from mining activities, and very much open to new large-scale mining operations. From our perspective, along with my CEO, Rich Munson, who's been working in Guyana for 10 years, is also a practicing resource lawyer. I've got a very solid individual here mining the store, as it were, while I ensure that the technical plan, I'm a geoscientist myself by training, while I ensure that that technical plan is carried out properly, and also make sure that the company has a brand in the marketplace. That's kind of my specialty.
Well, good. And so what specific goals and milestones does the management team hope to accomplish here over the course of the next 12 months?
Well, we hope to, for our current and future shareholders, that we get that valuation that we think we deserve. This is an operating team that has a lot of experience. Mr. John Adams, who's going to be the lead director of the company, and it was sort of the lead of the private group that has done the reverse takeover. He's also the founder, a member of the founding family of Energy Resources Company that operated in the United States out of Denver in the 1980s. They were the largest uranium producer in the U.S., also had coal interests, sold out privately in the 90s, and then reinvested in a variety of other projects, including the one held by Sandspring.
Great. And so in terms of investors, do you believe that the Sandspring, I know it's a new story, but do you believe that the company's investment story and the upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
Well, that's our challenge, isn't it? We're a new public company, so obviously, we have the task ahead of us of getting the news out, but at the same time, well experienced privately to bring us to this stage.
Great. So what do you think? What do you wish investors better understood about your company, or what do you think is missing that they're missing that would result in a higher, if they understood, would result in a higher valuation of the?
Well, I think it's just knowing that the fact that hey, here's a new kid on the block with another tiger by the tail, not to coin a phrase.
Great. And so once again joining us today is Abraham Drost, president of Sandspring Resources, which once again currently trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is SSP and is currently trading at 80 cents a share. So before we conclude, Abraham, just to kind of rehash, what do you think are some of the key reasons that investors should consider Sandspring Resources as a good long-term investment opportunity?
Because we have ounces in the ground, and we have an operating team that can get those ounces out. The track record speaks for itself. I certainly invite people to visit our website at sandspringresources.com. And, you'll see the motif there, truck and shovel operation. These are well-experienced operators. And we have a government that's basically in Guyana that's saying, well, we see you guys as great candidates to take this to the next level.
Well, that's certainly a very key point, and we do look forward to continuing to track your company's story and continue to report on some of your upcoming projects. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us today and to update our investors. It's always good to have you on.
Well, thank you, Juan. Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime.